I'm Heather Vale, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me today is Tom McGrath, Board Chairman of the Marines Las Vegas Toys for Tots campaign. The Marines Las Vegas do a range of work within the community, but one of the flagship activities is supporting Toys for Tots through local fundraising events and the annual toy drive. Tom, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure, Heather.
So what is the connection between the Marines and Toys for Tots?
Well, the Marine Toys for Tots was founded in 1947 by a Marine major in Los Angeles. And he and his wife put together a toy drive, and it pretty much took off. And it is spread to every Marine Reserve Center throughout the United States. And it's a function of the Marine Reservists.
Okay, and how long have you been the local board chairman?
22 years.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we do very well with our golf tournament. And our first event was actually a 5K run with my dear friend, Captain Sean Pascoli, who was stationed here in Vegas. And you know what? We had, I think, about 100 runners or so. And we may have netted about $300, which was great, which all went to Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
The short story is that we were off having kind of our recap meeting that Captain Pascoli, Sergeant Slider, and Tom McGrath. And Sean kind of gets this wild hair and he said, "Marines, I'm thinking we should have a golf tournament and we'll name it Tee Off for Tots. What do you think?" Sergeant Slider looked at him just very, very kind of in a quiet form and said, "Sir, Tom's a runner. I do judo and you don't do golf. How are we going to do this?" So we ended up starting it out of Nellis Air Force Base, Sunrise Vista, and we put it together. And the first year we had 79 golfers. The second year, we had over 90. In the third year, and every year after that, we have sold out.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I will tell you this, Heather, my Marine Corps Toys for Tots Committee meets 11 months out of the year now. And we're always dark in July because we usually meet on the first Wednesday of the month at the Leatherneck Club on Spring Mountain in Oroville. But my committee is comprised of retired Marines, former Marines, and two sailors on, and two Air Force guys as well. So we all get along and we all raise money for the Marines. And the check is cut. The Marines that are stationed out at Nellis Air Force Base, it's Weapons Platoon and Truck Company. And every year we give them a check. I mean, I'd say $30,000 to $70,000.
Wow.
Yeah, in all of that money, we always say what we raise in Vegas stays in Vegas. And we spend it on the underprivileged children in Las Vegas. So anything from the golf tournament stays right here to help our kids.
That's awesome. Okay, now we're entering the holiday season, which of course, not only is it the big fundraising season here in Las Vegas for all the nonprofits, but also obviously Toys for Tots. This is your big time of year. Now, I know that you have the toy drive going on and you've got a couple of other events coming up as well in December. So can you tell us about those events?
You know, absolutely. We've got Las Vegas Pickleball up in Sun City, Summerlin, which is also organized by a former Marine, Augie Costanza, and he raises a lot of money with pickleball, and we have a Marine guard out there for the opening game. And then we're also nailing down all the details on our first annual Shots for Tots at the Clark County Gun Range.
Okay, so the golf tournament is Tee Off for Tots. The clay shoot's going to be Shots for Tots. So what do we call the pickleball tournament?
It's Toys for Tots Pickleball. There you go.
Okay. Now, the annual Toys for Tots toy drive, which I would say is your flagship event, is happening right now. How long does it run?
It runs through 14 December. At that time, we've got to get all the toys picked up. the Marines haul them out to a warehouse out by the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They're sorted by five-year age bands for boys and girls. And then from there, they're delivered to well over 100 Las Vegas nonprofits. And in order for a nonprofit to register with Toys for Us, they have to be a legitimate 501c3. And they send us the names and the ages of the children that the toys are going to go to. So it's very controlled, Heather, very controlled.
Okay, so do people typically donate toys to the toy drive or make financial contributions?
You know what, they can do financial contributions, Heather. Or, I mean, one of our big toy drop-offs is Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas out on Roy Horn Way. And I got to tell you, those folks are wonderful. Ray DiNardi, the general manager, he has supported me from day one. And this is going on 22 years. Fills up like two Land Rovers with toys, boxes, and the Marines typically have to send 2 to 3 vans to pick them up from his auto dealership.
That's a lot of toys.
That's a lot of toys. Yeah, they're very generous there. And then they give us a very large check as well for us to buy toys with.
Okay, so if people want to donate toys, are there spots that they can drop them off around the city?
You better believe it. We have probably about 115 different drop-off points. And just look for the Toys for Tots boxes, drop-off locations.
Okay, nice. And then if people go to toysfortots.org, would there be information there as well?
Yeah, but it's got to be Nevada for them to see where all the drop-off points are at.
Yeah, it's las-vegas-nv.toysfortots.org.
That's it. That's it. You got it. Yes, that's it.
Perfect.
If I could add, Heather, new unwrapped toys, no stuffed animals, because we can't accept stuffed animals. And, you know, the age bands are really from birth on up to 17. And it's usually the older kids, you know, over 10, that are kind of forgotten. But we don't want any child not to have a very Merry Christmas like every year.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a price range or can it be pretty much anything as long as it appeals to kids from birth to 17 years old?
There you go. It can be anything. You know, games are always good. You know, table games, Monopoly games, Scrabble games are good. Football, soccer balls, baseballs, baseball gloves are good for the boys. Dolls are good for the girls. But anything new and unwrapped, and the reason we don't want them wrapped, Heather, is we got to find out what the toy is so we can put it in the correct age bin.
Exactly. So if you want more information on the Toys for Tots campaign, which the toy drive is happening right now, and it's going through December 14th, so you can either look for the Toys for Tots boxes at various drop-off locations around the city, or you can go straight to las-vegas-nv.toysfortots.org. And as Tom was mentioning, they're looking for new unwrapped toys, not stuffed animals, but other types of toys. We're talking games, sports equipment, dolls, that kind of thing. Anything that appeals to kids from birth to 17 years old. And again, if you want more information, the website, las-vegas-nv.toysfortots.org. And Tom, I want to thank you so much for being here and letting us know more about everything that Marines Las Vegas is doing with the Toys for Tots campaign. You got so many stuff going on. You said 11 months out of the year. That's a lot of fundraising, a lot of planning going on. So I really appreciate you doing it and especially being here and sharing it with us. So thanks so much, Tom.
Heather, I have got some terrific committee members. I've got the best. I really do. I've got a retired gaming control board guy that's on it, a retired colonel, a retired lieutenant colonel, and I've really got the cream of the crop. And, you know, Heather, our motto is every child deserves a little Christmas. And in Las Vegas, with the economy as it is, you know, I wish, Heather, that my numbers would go down in terms of the children that we provide for, but unfortunately, they climb every year. Families are really being stretched with groceries and gasoline and everything else. So anything our members can do, your listeners can do, is very much appreciated. With Toys for Tots, we don't pay any salaries. We run it, fly it like a very, very fine aircraft, believe me.
Nice.
So really appreciate the time you've given me.
Awesome. And we've been speaking with Tom McGrath, 22-year board chairman of the Marines Las Vegas Toys for Tots campaign. Thanks again, Tom. I really appreciate your time.
Heather, it's an honor to be on your show. Take care.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Ree.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and I'm speaking with John Johnson, chairman of the board for Special K. The organization has been helping the local community through their regular baby supply giveaways and more. John, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
So what exactly is Special K?
So we're a nonprofit organization that we're a membership organization that help our members by way of baby supplies, clothes, and other resources to help them with their day-to-day lives.
Okay. When was it first established?
So as a nonprofit, actually, we were established in 2016. So we were more focused on the ex-offender, transitional housing, that realm. Mm-hmm. So this year, beginning of January, actually a little bit into last year, like I would say November, December, we started talking about actually doing diapers and baby supplies. So we actually just started doing the Special K component January of this year, and we started our first baby supply giveaway in March of 2023.
Okay, so almost a year of doing a diaper bank and baby supply giveaways. How often do you hold these baby supply giveaways?
So our baby supply giveaways are every 3 months. So it's March, June, September, and then our last one is actually coming up. Next Friday, December 15th, we're actually having our last one of the year, which is a combination of our baby supply and Christmas toy giveaway. So we're actually have a warehouse that we just acquired, and we're actually going to be having it at our warehouse.
Okay, so where exactly is that warehouse where you're going to be holding baby supply and toy giveaway on December 15th?
2901 South Highland Drive, Building 3, Unit E, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109 is the address is where we're going to be having it. And it's between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Now, one thing I also want to let the listeners know, because our toy drive is not for everyone as far as the kids. So the toys are for those that we give the baby supplies to. So I would say probably 3 and younger, basically if they're in diapers and they're receiving toys.
All right, cool. And so what are the criteria then for someone to be eligible to pick up baby supplies, diapers, toys, and what have you at your final giveaway of the year?
So it's open to anyone. You can go to our website. Our website is specialklv.org. If you go there, you'll see the flyer for the diaper supply and Christmas giveaway, and then you just fill out the application. Now, even though it's open to everyone, we're targeted for low income. What we do is we do ask, you know, if you receive some type of government assistance, and that's how we qualify, you know, you as being low income and able to receive the services of the diapers and the baby supplies and the toys and everything.
Okay. How many babies have you helped through diapers and other baby supplies?
So we help about 200 babies a month. So we started off with 100, and then we moved up to 200, And then for 2024, we're looking to do 400.
Nice. Okay. So what other events or initiatives do you do throughout the year?
Moving into 2024, we're actually going to be going and doing a lot more amazing things for the community. So we brought on another board member who's very passionate about working with the community and providing resources. So we're actually going to be opening up a community resource store. How we get our baby supplies and other stuff is there's a company that gives you donations from Walmart, Amazon, different stuff like that. And in fact, that's what we're doing today. We had a Walmart truckload, and out of that Walmart truckload, two pallets were diapers. So we got two pallets of the diapers. So what we're going to start opening up is a store where we're going to have diapers, whatever comes in the pallet. I mean, it's a lot of different stuff. It's return stuff. So we're going to have special K-Bucks, and our members are going to be able to use those special K-Bucks to come in and buy resources, you know, basically all home goods, clothes, a variety of different stuff. Kind of like the easiest way for me to explain it is it's like a Goodwill or a secondhand store, but we don't get the merchandise from the public. We get it from Amazon, Walmart, Target, from their returns. So now we're going to have that type of setup, and instead of using cash, you're going to be able to get the special K-Bucks, which we'll give our members. We haven't decided on what that looks like. So, like, give you an example, if it's a family of two, then we may give them $100 a month to shop, and they can come redeem it, you know, however they see for whatever items. And the items are going to be priced, you know, still discounted and, you know, whatever, but they're just redeem that special K-Bucks.
Awesome. Okay. So you'll still have the quarterly baby supply giveaways, but also the resource store where people can come as needed?
Correct. So we're still doing the quarterly baby supply giveaways. We're still going to be doing our monthly diaper giveaway. Now, with the diaper bank, and the reason why we do the quarterly and then the diaper bank monthly is the diaper bank is opened up to North Las Vegas residents. So we're a North Las Vegas-based nonprofit, and it's open to North Las Vegas residents. But through one of our sponsors, Anthem Medicaid, they sponsored, and now their Medicaid members, no matter where they live, they can get the diapers on a monthly basis through our diaper bank. So the quarterly, every 3 months, we give away diapers as well as other baby supplies, but that's open to any Clark County parent in need who want, you know, diapers and baby supplies or clothes.
Okay, so quarterly baby supply giveaways for anyone in Clark County who's in need, low income, and then monthly you have a diaper bank for residents of North Las Vegas specifically.
Correct, or Anthem members. So if they're an Anthem Medicaid member and they live in Henderson, for example, they would still qualify for the monthly diapers.
Perfect. Okay. So give us again the website where people can go if they want to learn more about Special K, the various things you're doing, specifically the quarterly baby supply giveaways and the monthly diaper bank, but also the new resource store and any other events that you have coming up.
Our next event is December 15th. It's our baby supply and toy giveaway. You can go to our website. It's specialklv.org. Once again, that's specialklv.org. All of our events we post on our website, but also you will see where you can become a member. Because once you come to one event, to continue to get resources, you have to become a member. And this way, you will get emails and text messages and information about the upcoming events. So I always tell people, even if you want to sign up for one of our Christmas events, to also sign up as a member. So for 2024, we have March, June, September, and December of 2024. And if you go to our website, specialklv.org, you will always see each event and how to sign up. in the beginning of 2024. We're looking at maybe February 1st. We're going to be doing a grand opening for our community resource center. It's going to be a place where you guys can come out and get household goods, different resources as far as diapers and baby supplies, cribs. And that's going to open up to everybody in Clark County as long as you're low income. And then we also have our monthly diaper bank. So if you're a North Las Vegas resident or if you have Anthem Medicaid, then you qualify for 50 diapers a month plus 2 packs of wipes. And you get that every month. And then you also can come to the quarterly where you'll get the baby supplies. And at our quarterly event, we give away diapers, we give away bottles, we give away breast pumps, we give away baby clothes, we give away baby shoes. It's a lot more resources that we give away versus the monthly diapers. So I encourage people to go to our website. You can learn more. If you want to be a part of what we do, we have sponsorship opportunities. So if you're a business and you want to get involved, you can definitely go to our website and reach out to us as well.
Okay, awesome. So once again, the final quarterly baby supply giveaway of the year is happening next Friday, December 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's happening at 2901 South Highland Drive, Building 3, Unit E. Again, that's next Friday, December 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. And there's also a monthly diaper bank for residents of North Las Vegas or anyone who's with Anthem Medicaid. And all of the information about Special K and their various events can be found on the website, which is specialklv.org, specialklv.org. And we've been speaking with John Johnson. He's the chairman of the board for Special K. And John, I want to thank you so much for letting us know what you're doing in the community, all these amazing events that are helping families and helping babies and children. It's been great talking to you, and I wish you the best of luck in the new year. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, and I appreciate you inviting me.
Every child deserves good vision to be able to read, learn, or kick a ball. Each day a child can't see, they fall behind. Together we can change that. Eye Care for Kids is the solution. In the past 21 years, we've helped over 500,000 underserved children with vision screenings, exams, and eyeglasses. Your contribution today can provide the gift of sight for a child tomorrow in Las Vegas. Donate now at eyecare4kids.org.
I'm Heather Vale, and you're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is Phil DeBonate, an attorney with the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC. Tis the season for holiday scams, and the FTC wants to help you avoid them. Phil, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So for people who aren't sure, what exactly does the FTC do?
So the FTC is our nation's consumer protection agency. And so we do a lot of stuff, you know, and that is basically designed to protect consumers from, you know, losing their hard-earned money.
Yeah. Okay. So why do scams increase around the holidays?
Scams increase really, you know, holidays when there is breaking news, when there's bad weather. But basically what happens is scammers, they follow all that is happening around us. And what they're hoping to do is cash in on those situations, right? People may be in vulnerable situations where they might think they have to go through some sort of transaction, pay a supposed bail for a grandchild, which turns out to be a scam, get a fix for a computer that's supposedly infected with viruses. So these are situations that scammers take advantage of, and they also take advantage of our emotions. And during the holidays, we are all busy planning and shopping and really can't wait to see our loved ones, right? So these are all emotions that these scammers tap into.
Okay, so they prey on emotions, create a sense of urgency, basically trying to make us not use our logical brain. So how can people prevent themselves from falling prey?
Yeah, so scams come in variety of form. But luckily for us consumers, there are really sort of four common red flags of a scam. The first one is scammers like to pretend like they're someone you know or an organization you know, right? So we've all heard about the IRS scams and the Microsoft tech support scams. They're pretending to be a government, pretending to be Microsoft. And there's also scammers pretending to be the grandchild of the consumer. And so that's number one, they pretend. And so, you know, when I talk to people about this, they ask, well, Phil, how do we know they're pretending? And that's a valid question. It's not very easy to figure out someone is pretending. And so what I tell folks is what you should watch out for is this. If you get a contact out of the blue, that's a really big red flag and you should be very careful. So that's number one, they pretend. Scammers also like to tell you there's a problem or a prize. You know, hey, there's a virus in your computer, or hey, you won a lottery prize. You know, come claim it, right? So they're saying there's a problem or a price that you need to either solve or you need to claim. And then the next red flag is scammers like to tell you to pay. And by payment, it could either mean your money or your personal information. And then the other common red flag, and this happens a lot, is scammers like to pressure us into acting, you know, in a way that we haven't thought out about the consequences, perhaps, of what we're going to do. They definitely don't want you as a consumer to be able to check out their story or call someone you trust. And so those are like the four common red flags. Again, it's, you know, they pressure you. And then starting from the top again, scammers like to pretend. Scammers like to tell you that there's a problem or a prize. Scammers pressure you to act immediately, and then scammers tell you to pay. And usually the payment is, you know, unusual considering the transaction supposedly that you have to pay for.
Okay, so we got the four P's there. And again, the common denominator here seems to be emotions and a sense of urgency. Now, what are some of the specific scams that are out this holiday season that people should pay particular attention to?
Yeah, in my mind, this really, again, this just goes with sort of the mood or the theme of the season, right? We are doing online shopping. We are buying, you know, all sorts of stuff for loved ones. We are traveling, right? We're doing these holiday travel to see our loved ones, see our friends. And so there are scams involved with that as well. And then I'll also spotlight charity scams. And so, you know, during the holidays, people tend to be more generous, or perhaps they want to make donations to close out the year.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the charities. So obviously, people do like to donate to charities, especially during the holiday season. And if it's a charity that they're familiar with and they've already been to the website and donated many times, they're probably not going to fall prey to a scam. But if they do come across something and they're interested, how do they check out a charity and make sure it's a valid charity and that they're on the correct site to be making a donation?
Yes, all great questions. And so the number one thing we tell folks when they're considering making a donation is, don't be rushed into giving. You owe it to yourself and the charity of your choice that's legitimate to do the background check. And so you mentioned if folks already donated to a particular charity, it might still be worth checking or rechecking whether the charity is still around, for example, you know, whether the charity has changed the way they use the donations, right? The percentages of how much goes to whom. That might still be worth checking out. For other folks who have not donated to a particular charity before, definitely, definitely do your background research. Check out the charity before you give. And so we have a website. It's ftc.gov/charity. There you have, we've listed a few tools where folks can go to check out a website.
Okay. Now, obviously, a lot of us do shopping online. How can people protect themselves if, for instance, they've responded to a social media ad, they're on a site that they might not be familiar with, but they're liking the product that they're looking at? And how do we know that we're actually making a valid purchase and not just getting phished or scammed?
Yeah. So in 2022, online shopping that began from a social media post was a big, big problem. Millions and millions of dollars were lost because of that. And so, again, a great question. And you actually bring out the point that if you're not sure what that social media post is advertising, you got to check out the company or the product that's being advertised to you. And so one quick and easy way to do that is you go on a search engine, right? Google or Bing, type the name of the company or the name of the product, and then add the word review, complaint, or scam, and see what other people are saying about, you know, that product or that company. You really got to carefully read that. Even if it's so, you know, sometimes you folks feel rushed because, hey, it's a great deal. It might be gone by the time I make the decision to buy it. But again, do that background research. And then there's some other things that people can do to protect themselves. One is you just got to make sure that you look up the terms of the sale, right? What's the total price? Does that include the tax and the shipping? If you have to return it, where do you return it? Do you have to pay for the shipping to return it? And then my number one top consumer tip is, if you think you want to go through with this purchase, you did your due diligence, you're convinced that this is legit and you really want to buy the product, use a credit card to do that. Credit card will offer you the best protections. You know, don't use cryptocurrency, don't use a gift card, especially if it's, you know, a gift card that is not matched to the company you're supposedly buying from. Definitely don't use wire transfers like MoneyGram. Those payment methods can really get you in a lot of trouble. Those are the kinds of payment methods that scammers like to use because it's very difficult to reverse them.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about the gift card scams. So if I have a Target card, obviously I can purchase at Target. If I have a Walmart gift card, I can purchase at Walmart. If I have an Amazon gift card, I can purchase at Amazon. But the gift card scams, that's not what we're talking about. So give a little more detail about how people can spot and avoid a gift card scam and how they might come across that in their day-to-day lives.
Yeah, sure. And so gift card scams, what we refer to gift card scams, these are scams where the scammer is telling you as the consumer, as a potential victim, go to the store, for example, and then buy some Google Play Store cards, and then you can use those to pay for your back taxes, right? And so scammers like IRS imposter scammers, this kind of scams I spoke about earlier, you know, Microsoft imposter scammers, grandparent scammers, they like to use these gift cards because it's easy for them to strip those funds from the gift cards. And it's very difficult for the victims to try to get them back. So the number one thing that you need to keep in mind is, if anyone says you have to pay them with a gift card for any reason, right? They say, this is the only way you can pay us. That's a scam every time.
Okay.
And so what can people do when they ended up paying a scammer using a gift card? First is you have to report it to the gift card company that issued that gift card because they want to know this. These companies, legitimate companies, they want to know what's affecting their gift card brands. And, you know, some of them are actually helping to stop these scams and they might give your money back. And so we have a website, it's ftc.gov/gift cards, where we list the major gift card brands, Heather, and then we also list the contact information for those gift card brands. So folks can go there. If you paid using an Amazon gift card, for example, we have the contact information there to let Amazon know that that's what happened to you and you can ask for your money back. And then finally, let the FTC know about it as well. Our website is reportfraud.ftc.gov. It's so super important for us to hear from people, even if they didn't fall for a scam, because receiving consumer complaints and reports is how we know really what's happening in real time, right? Especially now during the holidays, if there's a trending scam during these holidays and we get reports from consumers, we can issue a consumer alert where the consumer alerts gets blasted to millions of subscribers to the FTC, and it's a free service. And they will know that, hey, there's this new scam that's coming up. You got to watch out for that.
Okay, nice. So where can people go if they want to learn more about how to protect their money and personal information all year long, not just at the holidays, and maybe even keep up with the latest scams that you're discovering?
Yeah, so we have a website as well at FTC. It's ftc.gov/online security. And so that website, we have tons of free resources basically designed to help consumers weed out what is a spam text message, right? What is a scam phishing email, for example, and then unwanted calls as well, like robocalls. We have all of those resources on that website, and I really encourage folks, encourage your listeners, Heather, to visit that website.
Okay, awesome. So once again, that website, ftc.gov/online security, ftc.gov/online security. Plenty of tips there and ways to discover if what you are receiving, whether it's text, email, phone call, whether it's real or not. And then if you think that you might be dealing with a charity that's not legit, check out ftc.gov/charity. If someone's presented a gift card scam, you can find the contacts for that company, ftc.gov/gift cards, and make sure you let that gift card company know. And then if, unfortunately, you do get either someone attempts to fraud you or succeeds, go to reportfraud.ftc.gov, reportfraud.ftc.gov. And Phil, I want to thank you so much for being here today and sharing with us all this great information that can help people spot and protect themselves from scams this holiday season and all year round. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather, and thank you for spreading this information.
Every 36 seconds, a vehicle is stolen in the United States. Cars are an important investment, and you have the power to protect it. Remove valuables from your car or place out of view. Roll up your windows completely. Don't leave your car running while unattended, especially during the winter. And always lock your doors and take your keys or fob with you. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB.
This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
I'm Heather Vail, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is Joe Mahavudivani, founder and CEO of the financial literacy app Go Boldly. Joe, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So what exactly is Go Boldly?
So Go Boldly is a mobile app that is, you know, working to make financial literacy fun, effective, and free. And so we're on this mission to empower people with this, you know, personalized knowledge, practice, and the resources to make informed decisions and achieve this long-term prosperity in their own lives. And we're also leveraging a lot of like sort of newfangled AI technology to personalize that educational experience and, you know, hopefully meet people where they are.
Nice. Okay. What's the target demographic?
We broadly call it young adults. So really 18 to like 30, I would say, is really the target.
Okay. And what inspired you to start it in the first place?
So I've been involved in technology throughout my entire career. And, you know, starting from product and growth roles at startups of all stages, you know, going to work in venture capital, investing in fintech and enterprise SaaS companies, and left that to start my last company, which was called Mythic Markets. And we exited that about 2 years ago. And when I was at this new company, you know, we were building finance, you know, investing software that, you know, really served to make rich people richer. And that was not really a mission that resonated with me. I really wanted to help people with this, you know, financial knowledge that I was helping friends in a one-off way with. And so, you know, I think of personal finance and financial literacy almost as like a love language for myself. And that's something that I really wanted to give that knowledge and experience to other people.
Okay. And you're based right here in Las Vegas.
Yes.
I love how Las Vegas is kind of growing in the financial sector and the tech sector and, you know, put it together, fintech. I think it's great that we've got so much going on right here.
Yeah, it is a sort of new and growing scene. I moved here from San Francisco about 3 years ago and have seen an influx of a lot of founders and investors and people just coming in from California, but particularly from the Bay Area to build their companies in Las Vegas.
Yeah, nice. So what are some of the features that make your Go Boldly app unique compared to other financial education programs and other apps that are out there?
Well, first of all, there's not really that many, where people are getting their financial education today is certainly not in schools. You know, there are more states mandating that, but it's a slow road. And so, you know, sort of the way that we differentiate from sort of other online programs, our learning is very much scaffolded. You know, we think of ourselves almost like Duolingo for financial literacy, if you're familiar with that language learning app. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. I use it every day. And so we scaffold our learning. It's very much bite-sized. You know, we leverage AI characters that talk to the learners, and, you know, we're building in conversational features as well. You know, we also feature something that we haven't seen other places, which is essentially inoculating learners from scams and fraud. And so we expose the learners to these, you know, fraud situations that we've all faced in our lives. But if they experience that first with us, they'll know how to deal with those when they encounter them in real life. And so, you know, that's another major thing. And so our characters support our learners throughout their entire financial journey. It's very much, you know, narrative and story driven as well. We are set in space, just because space is, I think, something that's very much aspirational and allows us to dream about, you know, the possibilities of not just our personal futures, but our future as a whole society.
Nice. Okay. Now, when you're talking about AI characters and stories that take place in space, it kind of sounds like a video game. So is it more like a game or more like a learning experience?
So it's actually a combination of both. We gamify the learning experience, certainly. And, you know, I think that we are working really hard to design it like a game, because, you know, I think, you know, from personal experience, it is the sort of medium that we as a team get really engaged in. And so in addition to sort of that Duolingo metaphor, you know, we also kind of describe it as like sort of an Oregon Trail and choose your own adventure and taking the best of those three things and creating like a gamified learning experience from that.
Nice. Okay. So how do you break down complex financial topics and make them fun and easy to learn?
So we start at the very beginning. And so, and that's why we're sort of targeting to make this available to young adults, because, you know, once we can provide you with the basics, we can build on top of those things. And so it really is like sort of a breaking down of, you know, these complex topics. And so in theory, we could be teaching financial literacy to, you know, 9-year-olds if we really wanted to, especially with, you know, being able to do this with AI, explaining topics to people and allowing them to experience these things in a level and in a way that may be best, you know, for them to understand. And so right now it's largely sort of video and audio and quiz content and things like that. You know, we're also building games in and stuff, but AI really opens a lot of possibilities for us to build really cool experiences to engage a learner's full brain.
Nice. So what's a journey, as you call it in the app?
Yeah. So we describe financial journeys as sort of those inflection points in someone's life. So whether it's, for instance, learning how to, you know, create your first budget or buying your first home or, you know, figuring out how to pay for college or possibly simply doing your taxes or preparing for retirement. And so those are these like key inflection points in a person's life. And we break those down into, you know, these kind of financial concepts, these building blocks, if you will. And using those blocks, like starting from like sort of like a 101 level, build that foundation and then continue layering on top of as you kind of progress in, you know, the complexity of what you want to learn about that particular topic.
Yeah. And calling it a journey sure fits in with that story-driven narrative that you were talking about before. It makes it like fun and exciting.
That's what we do hope. You know, we are geeks ourselves and certainly space nerds. I'm a longtime Star Trek fanatic. And so, you know, that if I was being honest, inspired a lot of sort of the direction of the theming, at least.
I kind of felt like there was a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy in there, too, when I took a look.
Yeah, so probably what gave that vibe was our Uni Picrooney sort of, it's not a raccoon, he's a badger.
It's a badger, yeah.
And so that was probably the primary vibe that may have given that off. But yes, Uni is heavily inspired by Rocket. Yes.
Nice. Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned teaching people about how to avoid scams. What does that kind of education look like?
So we present it in a similar way, but, you know, Uni will is something that we're still building right now, but Uni will drop in on along your journey, you know, because scams in our regular lives are sort of unexpected. They sort of happen, you know, over the course of our lives and essentially tries to scam you. And it's really up to you to kind of look at the situation and kind of take hints from, you know, how Uni's talking to you or the situation or, you know, really opportunity that Uni is trying to present to you and, you know, figure out what those red flags are. And so, you know, we address things like pyramid schemes or, you know, romance scams and all sorts of different kinds of scams that are sort of common in our lives. And then, you know, intend to build in more and more complex or modern scams as well.
Okay, cool. Now, you mentioned that, you know, traditionally, financial education hasn't been taught in school. When I was a kid, we didn't get taught any financial education. And as you mentioned, more states are mandating it now. So it's becoming better. And, you know, there's various nonprofit programs that help with that as well. But where do you see the educational landscape maybe 5 or 10 years from now, where it concerns financial education?
I mean, with, you know, inflation and unemployment kind of skyrocketing and retirement saving and that sort of thing, like at all time lows, I think a lot of it is going to be moving online. I think we are already seeing a lot of today's young adults turning to, you know, frankly, unlicensed sort of influencers on TikTok and, you know, other places trying to find that information. Like they are interested in it for whatever reason. We don't make this a core part of our, you know, educational curriculum in America. And so we started off this project working with a nonprofit trying to mandate that. But it's, you know, it's a lot of lobbying and governmental work and it's slow moving. And so I think we're up to what, like 7 or 8 states that mandate financial education, but it's very, very slow. And particularly in the largest states, it's not there yet for some reason. Like we didn't have it in California, for instance.
So maybe Go Boldly could partner up with school systems and offer it that way, have the kids learning while they're having fun and playing space games.
So selling into schools is a unique challenge, and that is something that we would love to be able to do. I think at our current stage, we are, you know, especially being, you know, local to Las Vegas, working with local partners, including, like, you know, having conversations with banks and credit unions, as well as other larger partners, you know, some at like the government or even military level, you know, where we're working really hard to find the people who could really make use of the education that we're offering the most. You know, a great example would be, for instance, someone who is looking to, you know, buy their first house. For instance, we have, you know, a really great, you know, financial journey for buying your first house. Although maybe right now it's kind of a particularly difficult time with interest rates, but, you know, we have been getting a lot of great feedback from people looking to do exactly that. And so, yeah, we're trying to find the people that could most benefit from Go Boldly today.
Nice. So in the meantime, I know you recently launched, so it's not like you have a huge longevity, but how are you promoting it right now to connect with the users who can make the most out of it?
So right now we are in sort of what we call like a public beta. So the app is available in, you know, the iOS and Android app stores, and we are continuing to get feedback and modify that. And really, we'd love to build in public with potential users, with potential people who have an interest in financial literacy and in or might be at some point in their own financial journeys where they would need something like this. And so, you know, right now, as we call it beta, you know, it really is an open invitation to get in touch. You know, we're building some of those tool sets into the product so that you can get in touch through there. And let us know what you think. Let us know, you know, what you would like to see and how we can improve the overall experience.
Okay, perfect. So for people who are listening who want to take part and help shape the app, give their feedback, or even just take advantage of the financial literacy opportunities, it's like a fun way to learn about topics that aren't necessarily fun. So how can people go ahead and download it and start playing?
Probably the easiest way is through our website, gobold.ly. And then there are links at right at the top to go to the iOS App Store as well as the Android Play Store to directly download the app.
Okay, so Go Boldly is the website. That's gobold.ly for the Go Boldly app. And you can download the free app either through the Apple App Store or through Google Play if you have Android. So gobold.ly, or search your app store for Go Boldly. And again, the app is called Go Boldly. It's a way to bring a fun experience to financial literacy and gamify it, as Joe mentioned. So it's one way for people to learn the skills that are so crucial and still feel like they're having fun at the same time. So, Joe, I really appreciate you being here and letting us know about this app. I've had a chance to play with it just a little bit myself, and I encourage anyone to download it. It's free. And like Joe said, you can give your feedback and help build this as a community, as an online community, and help make the app even better. So, Joe, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you being here today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Nevada. This message presented by the NIAA and the Nevada Athletics Directors Association.
I'm Heather Vail with the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show, and this is your community events calendar for nonprofit initiatives and charity events around the Valley. Monday's Dark with Mark Chinook is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a variety show extravaganza to raise money for their partner charities this Monday, December 11th, with doors at 7 p.m. and showtime at 8 p.m. at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms Casino Resort. Get tickets or find out more details at mondaysdark.com. That's mondaysdark.com. The Children's Heart Foundation's annual holiday Adopt a Heart Family program is happening through this Tuesday, December 12th. Gifts from your adopted family's wish list can be dropped off at First Foundation Bank locations on December 11th and 12th. But to choose a family to adopt, call 702-967-3522, 702-967-3522, or email info@chfn.org. And to find out more about the Children's Heart Foundation, just go to chfn.org. That stands for Children's Heart Foundation Nevada, chfn.org. The Marines Las Vegas Toys for Tots Drive is happening through next Friday, December 15th. They're collecting toys and games for kids from birth to 17, except stuffed animals. You can drop off new unwrapped toys at hundreds of sites around the city. Just look for the Toys for Tots drop boxes or find the nearest location at las-vegas-nv.toysfortots.org. That's las-vegas-nv.toysfortots.org. The Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth, or NPHY, is holding their 8th annual holiday giving campaign, and they're taking monetary and gift donations through next Friday, December 15th. Then you can help tie a bow on this holiday initiative by volunteering to sort and wrap gifts at the It's a Wrap Holiday Block Party next Saturday, December 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the NPHY Drop-In Center, 4981 Shirley Street at Maryland Parkway and Tropicana. See the wish list, make a donation, or sign up to volunteer at nphy.org/holidaygiving. That's nphy.org/holidaygiving. The Las Vegas Rescue Mission's hosting its 14th annual holiday toy giveaway next Saturday, December 16th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Cashman Field, Lot C&D. This event is free and no RSVPs required, but children or teens must be present with an adult to receive gifts. And if you'd like to donate to the toy drive, new unwrapped toys and gifts worth up to $25 can be dropped off before next Friday, December 15th at the Las Vegas Rescue Mission, 480 West Bonanza Road. Find out all the details about making a donation or receiving gifts at vegasrescue.org. That's vegasrescue.org. Three Square's 14th annual holiday match campaign is happening through December 31st. This campaign's designed to double your impact in our community throughout the holiday season as all donations are matched. So now every dollar donated can provide up to 6 meals for hungry residents in Southern Nevada. Donate, volunteer, or find out more at 3square.org. That's 3square.org. And Miracle Flights is lighting up downtown Summerlin for the holiday season with their third annual Lights for Flights display of 7 positive words through January 1st. Lights for Flights is an interactive holiday experience and photo op that also lets shoppers give back to the nonprofit Miracle Flights. Get more info or make a donation at miracleflights.org. That's miracleflights.org.